thankful this morning to be on the winning side. And I am not on the winning side because of my strength and my ability, but I'm on the winning side this morning because I'm on the Lord's side. And that's a place of comfort in times of trial and difficulty to know that you're on the side of someone that can handle any problem in any test. You know, sometimes watch the children play volleyball, you've seen the ball coming and someone scream and jump out of the way. And I'm thinking, how can you hit the ball if you scream and jump out of the way? But do you know sometimes life brings things that's the tendency? You just want to yell or jump out of the way. But when you're on the Lord's side, He fills in that gap. He fills in that gap and He'll see us over to victory. The Lord has been speaking to me this week about courage. Courage is a very important part of our Christian character, really. If we don't have courage, we're going to get in trouble. And I would that we be inspired and encouraged this morning, that we find a place of courage in our life. There are stories of courageous acts of people that inspire us and challenge us. Think about the people that were on Flight 93. You remember that? September 11th, 2001, the planes had already gone into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, and people on Flight 93 knew they'd been taken over, and they knew that they were going to end up doing the same thing somewhere. They didn't know where. And so in an act of courage, they rushed the cockpit and took over the terrorists and caused the plane to crash. The plane crashed, but nobody else's life was lost except the ones on the plane. That was an act of courage, knowing that I'm going to lose my life. And even running to face the terrorists, not even knowing what the end of the plane was going to be. But that was an act of courage, and it was almost a testament of the mentality of our nation at the time, is that we have been attacked, but we are not defeated. We have problems and we have troubles, but we're not giving up. We're not getting out of the way. We're not going to stop. History is full of acts of courage that people have had. Our Christian brothers and sisters, and I made just a little list, and it is really a little list. But I made a little list of what some of the things people endured. They chose death rather than to deny the Lord. Now, you may never face literal persecution, physical persecution. You might, or you might not. But yet they were not willing to deny their belief and faith in Christ, even at the peril of great suffering and persecution. John the Baptist, we say Stephen was the first martyr, but let's not forget John the Baptist. He was beheaded because he called adultery, adultery. And his head was cut off. Philip, Apostle Philip, was stoned to death. The Apostle James, Apostle James was beheaded. Barnabas was burned. Peter, Andrew, Simon, and Matthew were crucified. You remember how Peter was crucified? Upside down. I can't do it like my Savior did. I'm not worthy to be crucified standing straight up. Put me upside down. Bartholomew, the Apostle Bartholomew, was skinned alive and then beheaded. Luke was hung. Antipas, a little bit later, a few years later, was roasted. Vitalis was buried alive. Ignatius was thrown to lions. Polycarp was burned. And Honorac was eaten by worms and lice because of their faith and their love for Christ. The list goes on and on of people that were hung, boiled, crushed by stones, stretched on the rack, beaten, dismembered. But yet you read stories of some of those people and they face the persecution with an inner strength that I'm not going to turn my back on God. This morning, I do not know everything that you are going to face in your life. But you're going to face trouble because these people that we read about, they're people just like us. They were people with problems. They were people with needs. They were people with difficulties, but yet they had something that we call courage. That no matter what I have to go through, I'm not going to turn my back on the Lord. I'm going to be faithful and diligent. Life is not without trouble. Is that new? Did you all know that? Life is not without trouble. It's going to take something then, although I may never be stretched on a rack. You know, there are sometimes I'd almost rather endure physical pain than some other kinds of pain. Have you been there? We're going to face problems in life of one kind or another. We need to have some inner strength this morning. We need to find a place of courage. The definition of courage is steadfast, established, hardened, consistent, to behave valiantly. If you have fear, does that mean you don't have courage? You know that courage is not the absence of fear. But it's the ability to keep going in spite of your fear. You don't think that a lot of these people I mentioned, whether it was people on Flight 93 or people that gave their lives for the cause of Christ, you don't think they had any fear? You think they just really wanted to be burned alive or hung upside down? No. But there was a strength inside of them that they found because they had faith in God. There was a greater cause. And this morning, in the trials that are in your life that seem so big, I want to remind you there is a greater cause this morning. There's a bigger cause, and we need to find the resources in the Lord. Lord, increase our faith. Help us to trust You. Help us to get our eyes on You and get them off of all the problems and situations and things that would cause us to stop going forward. You all know the story. If you want to read it, feel free. But it's in the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. And I'm going to just pick and choose a few scriptures to save time. You know the story of David. Why do we always go back to David? He was a man of courage. And even as a young man, remember when he went where Goliath was? He went to take some, he wasn't equipped to fight, but he was equipped to carry some food. You know, this wasn't a great man, mighty man of the Lord. He wasn't a man of battle. He was just, you can carry the water to those that are doing the hard work. But yet this young man had some courage because he had faith. That's where courage comes from. Courage comes from faith in God. And when he went out, and I took note, and I've read it many times and I've heard it many times, but I took note, it said in the 23rd verse, as he talked with them, you know, all of his brothers in the army of Israel that was cowering and running away from Goliath. Have you ever run away? You know, there are some people who stand up and fight you physically, but they're cowards when it comes to spiritual battle. They'll go out and I'm a tough guy. But you get down to do business with the real problems of life and they're cowards. That's what the army of Israel is. They were cowards. And David came along and looked at him, and it said there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name. Now that's how it reads in the Bible. There was a champion, and I wonder in your life, who's the champion in your life? I'm talking about the champion enemy. The enemy in the battle, in the trial, sometimes you can put a name on it. Sometimes you put a situation on it. Sometimes you just have to look in the mirror for it. But what is the champion of the enemy in your life? What is the name? What is it that causes you to want to turn and run? What is it that causes you to start feeling fearful? Do children of God ever feel fear? All right, there's two of us. Fear. Sometimes we do, but perfect love. What's perfect love do? It casts it out. Why? Because the more I love God, the more I see Him work, the more faith I have that He's going to take care of me. And then I have courage to go forward. So what champion are you facing? The devil sends all kinds of problems and situations, and fear is what paralyzes us. And do you know that retreating from our fear brings weakness? People say, face your fear. If you fall off a horse, what are you supposed to do? Get back on, right? Why? Because if you don't conquer your fear, you're going to be a weak person when you get around horses. What about other things in life? If you have failed, what do you need to do? Get back up. I was struck. The Lord brought. Do you know that fear is not fatal? Fear is not fatal if you get up again. Too many times people say, well, it happened, I'm fearful, it's going to kill you. But if you get up, fear never killed anybody. Fear isn't fatal. Remember that. I want to tell you something else that isn't fatal. Failure. That's true. Amen? Failure is not fatal if you get back up again. Failure is fatal when you cower down and say, I tried it and I failed. How many years have I failed? It'll kill you if you stay down. But just because you fail, though a righteous man falls 7 times, what? He gets back up. We're talking about courage this morning. We're talking about problems in your life. Do you say, there's Goliath, there's a champion, and everybody else is running? May you lift up your eyes this morning on the Lord and do as David did. When David came to Saul, I still kind of have to shake my head at little David here. He said, let no man's heart fail him. He said, do you even know what you're talking about? You don't know the depth of my problem, Brother Michael. Have you ever had that? They don't understand the depth. Don't be afraid. God will take care of it. There's grace for you. Yeah, grace is good for this, but you don't know the problems that we're facing. And here little David comes along and says to the king, let no man's heart fail him because of him. Thy servant will fight. It's like, who do you think you are? Courage. So you know what? David went out, and whose name did he go out and do battle in? The name of the Lord. He didn't go out with sword and spear, but he said, I come unto you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I will smite thee and take thy head. Wow. Wow. I'll smite thee and take thy head. And everybody else is running. And then verse 50, let me just read you what it says. So David prevailed over the Philistine. Who's your Goliath this morning? What champion has the devil sent in your life? If you will put your trust in the Lord this morning, get some courage. Get some strength. And don't go out in your own ability. I think I can do better this time. No, I'm going to fall the same way I did last time. But Lord, my eyes are on you. And by your strength, I'm going to go out and I'm going to face Goliath. And I'm not going to run away because I know the Lord, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Courage and strength to face problems in life. Courage is faith and perseverance against the odds. One author put it this way in a prayer, God grant me the courage not to give up what I think is right, even though I think it's hopeless. When things seem hopeless to you, courage is still doing what's right. It's kind of like the Lord giving the prophet a message to go give the people, and he said, they're not going to listen to you. Why go? God was being merciful. And it took courage for the prophet to go. Psalms 3. We don't have an afternoon service to continue this message, so I'm going to have to put it in high gear. Psalms 3, you want some homework this week, go home and study the third psalm. It's a wonderful psalm. David was running for his life, and it felt like everybody was against him. Have you ever felt that way? Everybody. And that's how David felt. He felt like everybody was against him, and he was running for his life, and people were telling him, there's no help for you in the Lord. There's no help for you. In other words, you made a mess, David. You should have done it differently. There's no help in the Lord. But David began to pray, and he said, Lord, Thou art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. So that meant that David's head was probably hanging down. But when he began to think about God, when he began to think about what God could do, oh, it caused him to lift his head up. This morning, if the burdens of life that you're facing this morning seem impossible and your head is down, get your eyes and your mind and your heart on what God can do. What could God do if He were here? What is the Lord? Does the Lord even know my problem? The answer to that is yes, He knows your problem. Definitively, the Lord knows your problem. And so then you can lift your head up. And so David said, I cried unto the Lord. This is that man that told the king just a number of years before that, oh, don't worry about it, thy servant will go fight. And now this same man is running for his life. But now he said, I cried to the Lord and He heard me. If you'll cry, the Lord will hear you. And then David said, I laid me down and I slept. How could he sleep with all of those problems? Because he got his eyes on the Lord. That's how he was able to do it. Because he put his eyes in the Lord. Have you ever been to the place you didn't have the will to go on? David was getting close to being there. Just, why put up with it? Lord, just take me out of here. Have you ever prayed that or maybe thought that just a little bit? Lord, I'd rather just go on to that inheritance. The Lord wants to give you a measure of courage in this life that you can be at peace with yourself in spite of the problems and still have God's grace in your life right now, today. When you don't have the will, it's easy to give up. But if you'll have courage, you'll still get up. Even if it looks hopeless, you'll get up because there's that inner strength. And I want to, this sounds a little ironic, be encouraged to have courage. Be strengthened in your inner man because of faith in what God can do in your life. Faith in the name of Jesus. You have personal problems this morning, I won't ask for a show of hands. Does anybody here have a personal problem? Have some courage. The Lord can do something for you. Fear of failure. Fear of underperformance. Fear of the future. Fear, financial fear. Fear of sickness. Fear of I have this problem in my body and I don't know what's going to happen. Folks, I find that that inner courage and faith in the Lord is, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know, as the song says, I know who holds my hand. I know that the Lord's going to be there. I know that God is going to help me out. And so David prevailed, and you can too. Isn't it one Brother Cook that Brother Cook prevailed? I don't know what his Goliath is. I don't know what champion the devil sent along. Brother Randy, you prevailed. Doesn't that sound good? Also, Brother Michael prevailed. That sounds great. He prevailed. How? Because we're going to keep going. We're not going to run. We're going to keep going with courage and inner strength. Whatever your problem is. Whether you can put someone's name on it, like I said, or whether you look in the mirror, you can prevail. Be courageous this morning. Don't run from your problem, but go forward. Over in Deuteronomy 31, Moses was speaking to the people, and he was aged. Deuteronomy 31, beginning with verse 2. He said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, He will go over before thee, and He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said. In verse 6, be strong and of good courage. How's your courage this morning? Talked about our grace quotient. How is your CQ this morning? You know what your CQ is? How is it? Your courage quotient. How's your courage? You know, if the devil can steal our courage, he's got us. And if we can recognize that, Lord, I'm going to trust you, so I'm going to keep going. Moses said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go before thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Courage to go forward. You remember the 12 spies that went to spy out the land? How many of them came back with a bad report? 10 of them. Oh, it's a beautiful land. It's wonderful. It flows with milk and honey, but we are as grasshoppers in the sight of these great giants. And the city walls are so high and we can't overcome. And poor me. The Lord just brought me to this land just to look at from a distance. We can't overcome. That's what 10 of them did. And Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up when? At once and possess the land. Let's go at once. These were men of courage. These were not men that were not dependent on their own strength, but they had a belief in what God's desire was. And do you know who the children of Israel listened to? They listened to the spies, right? There were 12 of them. 10 of them said, we can't go, and 2 of them said. Who did the people listen to? The 10. I want to tell you something. Be careful about the majority this morning. I don't care what everybody else believes. I don't care what everybody else is doing. Our trust is in what God wants us to do. Our courage comes because the Lord is the one going before us. Seems like people so often listen to the majority. I read about a young man, and those of you that like history will recognize the name, Henry Ward Beecher. You children may run across him in your studies in history. But as a young boy, the story is told that he was in class, and the teacher came and he asked one of the other young men a question. And the boy stood up to answer the question, and the teacher said, no, that's wrong, sit back down, that's not right. He had called on someone else, and they stood up and gave him the answer to the question. They kind of looked, and the teacher berated him and just gave him a bad time and said, sit down. And he went around the class just telling them all they were wrong, and finally came to Henry. And Henry stood up and he gave the answer, and the teacher started out on him, and Henry wouldn't sit down. He said, that's the answer. And he wouldn't sit down. Finally, the teacher got a little smile on his face and looked at the class, and he said, well, boys, he said, you are all correct. But he said Beecher was the only one sure enough to stand up for it. How's your courage with serving the Lord this morning? Seems like so many people lose their faith when they're faced with some opposition. And then people start apologizing for their faith in God. Do you believe what you live this morning? Do you believe that living this way, as we teach the Bible and as we say this is how God wants us, do you believe it this morning? Then why apologize for it? And we just like, people get like little mice because I go out in the world and people act differently and dress differently and have different purposes and motivations. And here we start getting so timid and I don't want someone to, what's wrong with being different? Have some courage. And people can't even pray out loud in public anymore. And they're kind of, people kind of look around at me, but, and then you're talking about like this. I'm talking kind of loud. You're talking like this. I do that too sometimes. You're talking like this, and all of a sudden when you pray, dear Lord, please thank you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what were you doing the other day? But are we ashamed? Are we embarrassed? Have some courage. Some inner strength. We don't need to apologize for our faith this morning. We have much to be inspired with when we start thinking about the Lord. Courage to pray. Courage to be different. You know what takes courage to tell the truth? Courage to be honest. Courage to do the right thing. Courage to say no to temptation. Inner strength. Courage to say no to it. We won't take the time again, but in the 39th chapter of Genesis, remember Joseph was being tempted by Potiphar's wife? Remember that? And I remember Joseph asking the question to himself, really. He said, how can I do this thing? How can I do this? Potiphar's treated me right, but he was a man of God. And he said, how can I do this thing? He knew his life was in peril. Because Potiphar's wife lied about him, You know, one sin just leads to another. So she started lying about him, and he was willing to go to prison for doing the right thing. What are you willing to be persecuted for by doing the right thing? When everybody else says, just take your hands off, it would be easier to... That almost sounds like the story of the Good Samaritan, doesn't it? Go on the other side of the road! Where's some men of courage here? Are there some women and men and children of courage this morning that even if we're going to be persecuted and our name is cast out, willing to do the right thing? People of courage and inner strength. Courage to say no. Courage is not just facing present difficulty, okay? Courage is going forward and inviting new difficulties. Isn't that the pioneer spirit? How much work for God do you think we're going to get done sitting right here in this chapel? You know, all this is, we're trying to do a little maintenance. But we're never going to grow. The kingdom of God will never grow except right in our own hearts. But as far as reaching out people with the gospel, we have to be willing to endure some difficulties to get out of these four walls. We've got to be willing to stand up and be different. And sometimes, people come along and say, well, if you do that, but what if this and what if that and what if you die and what if you run out of money and what if you... What? We're not serving God because of the what ifs. When the Lord moves us and He teaches us and tells us to go into all the world, I say go to all the world. When God says to go, go. Courage. Do you know... Does anybody here... I would like to see a show of hands. Does anybody have any obstacles in their life? All right, I want to tell you something about your obstacles. I said your obstacles. Your obstacles are God's opportunity. What are your obstacles? Who's your champ? The devil's champion in your life? Who's the Goliath in your life? That's God's opportunity to work. And too many times are the things that cause us to want to back away. And the Lord's saying, get up and go with courage. Get your eyes on me and I will be faithful to you. Courage in relationships. Is it worth it? Courage, I want to read you something Winston Churchill said. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. I'll give you a piece of my mind. I'm going to be courageous and tell you what I think. Can I be courageous to sit down and listen to what you think? Courage. In your relationships, in your home. Courage to speak. Courage to listen. Courage to humble. Courage to do the right thing. This is what God wants us to be, people of courage and strength. And you remember David, a time David was greatly distressed. And it said, and I'll just give you the reference. Clock's moving on there pretty quickly. 1 Samuel 36, chapter 30, verse 6. David was greatly distressed and he encouraged himself in the Lord. There's a time, it's why it's important for us to come to service. We need to encourage one another. And sometimes, you know, if you're coming, you're feeling kind of discouraged and kind of pressed down. And someone else, you see the Lord's blessing and they have, maybe they'll just a song. It might be a prayer. It might just be being here and being in the presence of the Lord. And it just gives me a renewed courage to go and Lord, help me. I know you help them. You can help me. Lord, I know you can do that. But you know, sometimes he was greatly distressed because everybody was against him actually in this passage of Scripture. He encouraged himself. I want to encourage you all this week, encourage yourself in the Lord. And as you encourage yourself, you might be able to encourage your children or your spouse or the people you work with. What a wonderful thing to all come together Wednesday night and all of us be full of courage. Wouldn't that be good? I have a Goliath in my life, but I'm going to prevail. Courage. Courage himself. It was because his reliance was in the Lord. The Syrians, there was a period of time over in the 19th chapter, 1 Chronicles, that the Syrians had once more come down to battle Israel. And I took note that Joab was the one going out to fight. And he said, be of good courage and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the city of our God, and let the Lord do that which is right. In other words, courage is not always dependent upon outcomes. I gave you people at the very beginning that had courage and they died. But courage was still doing the right thing whether you live or die. Courage is doing the right thing. And I want to encourage us to be valiant for our people. Because if you give up, what's that going to do to your family? If you throw your hands in the air, how will it affect your family? You say it's not worth it. Relationships, physical problems, financial problems, spiritual problems. Where are you going to give up? Where are you going to actually say it's not worth it anymore? Is it worth it? Man up. Let's behave ourselves valiantly for the people, for our families, for the congregation, for the work of God, for our own life. Because if you get discouraged, there's a price that other people are going to pay as well. It's not just you saying it's not worth it anymore, but Lord, help me to have courage that I can have a positive effect on other people around me then. And let God do that which is good. Let God work. He's going to work. And I don't know His time, and I don't know how always, but let's be people of courage. And while we are waiting, Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When you lose courage, you stop waiting and you start running away, or you get paralyzed. But I want to encourage us to go forward and face this week with courage, because our trust is in the Lord, and He's going to do all things well in your life.